The common image of the New Jersey suburbs doesn't usually include an underground music scene a la the East Village of the 1970s, but as WNYC's Abby Fentress Swanson reports, many New York City transplants who now call New Jersey home are recreating their nightlives in informal, interesting ways.
Drew Ekman is a retired magazine editor who lives on a tree-lined street in Ringwood, New Jersey. 14 years ago, he decided to turn his lofty living room, which overlooks a lake, into a concert venue.
I started doing this so that people who lived up here wouldn't have to drive into New York to listen to music or to hear music.
More than 100 people fit in his living room. They come to see big-name artists like Justin Townes Earl and Graham Parker. The Brooklyn folk rock singer-songwriter Joseph Arthur recently played there.
Always be in the
After the first song, we're like in awe, like, holy shit, this guy is in Ringwood, New Jersey, singing to a small group of maybe 100 people.
Haskell resident Peter Franklin says he's really glad he came to see Arthur play tonight at Drew's.
Like, where else would we want to be? Nowhere else.
Nikki Lazzoni, a 57-year-old Rockland County resident, used to photograph bands in downtown Manhattan back in the 70s at Max's Kansas City and CBGB's.
This is like the old days because you could only squeeze like 75 or 100 people into the club anyway. So this is just a flashback for me, how it used to be. And it's really cool. I enjoy that.
While Ekman is bringing musicians into the state to play, others like David Gomberg are trying to build a local music scene in New Jersey. The 44-year-old Maplewood psychiatrist lived in the West Village in the 90s and played in blues and folk rock bands. A part of him misses the days before he and his wife moved to Jersey to raise a family.
It's certainly a different scene now. But I feel even now, here, I've created a much stronger musical community than I had then.
3 years ago, Gomberg and other Maplewood musicians formed a collective called Rock the House. The group organizes concerts for local bands to play in community centers and bars around town. He says he's discovered three talented groups of musicians to play with: Mood Ring, Big in China, and a Led Zeppelin cover band. The rock band Juicebox plays at Gomberg's Rock the House shows.
She wears a rock and roll.
The group's front woman is graphic designer Leslie Goldman, who has a practice space in her basement.
And we have our little, like, amps, speaker stands, and we have these great Mackie speakers, and here's our mixer. So we share with the kids down here.
Goldman looks like a rock star with her jet black and bleached blonde hair. She moved to her house in South Orange from a fifth-floor walk-up in Manhattan.
So I had a gigantic bass rig, so I would drag it up and down five flights of stairs and throw it in a cab. So this is kind of easier, just one flight in the basement, throw it in the car. It's easier.
But she says there are some disadvantages to living in Jersey.
Venues are hard to come by, so as a band, I know what it's like, and I know that we needed another venue, so we just decided to make our own.
So Goldman and her husband host music shows in their backyard in the summer. Juicebox has played there, along with other indie rock artists like Jill Sabule, who draws a big crowd from the neighborhood.
You have either hop on the train and go to Madison Square Garden, or like walk around the block and sit in your neighbor's backyard. And Madison Square Garden is cool, but it's just so big, and the backyard around the corner is so intimate. It's really a beautiful thing. It's probably like a little Jones Beach without the beach. I don't know.
Goldman says the only drawback is that people have to bring their own booze. But with most bars charging more than $5 for a pint of beer, it may be an advantage. For WNYC, I'm Abby Fentress Swanson.